Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Antonio Gramsci. Now the dates of Antonio Gramsci are from 1891 to 1937. Now Antonio Gramsci was an Italian intellectual as well as a politician and also the founder of the Italian Communist Party. And his ideas have influenced not only Italian communism but also in the field of literary studies. His ideas with respect to hegemony are very famous. Now, a little bit about the life of Antonio Gramsci. Now, after joining university, he came in contact with the Socialist Youth Federation and subsequently also joined the Socialist Party in 1914. And during World War I, he studied Marxist thought and became a leading theoretician. He also formed a leftist group within the Socialist Party. And Gramsci also encouraged the development of factory councils. And factory councils were nothing but democratic bodies elected directly by the industrial workers and which undercut the control of trade unions. And if you recall, this was the time when there was the rise of fascism in Italy and also the rise of Nazism or Adolf Hitler and the Nazis in Germany. And subsequently during World War II, both of these, the Italian fascists led by Benito Mussolini and the Nazis led by Adolf Hitler, both of these joined hands. And during those times, being a part of the socialist movement or communist movement was seen as very dangerous in the West, especially Western Europe and America. And in Italy, the fascist leader called Benito Mussolini was totally against communism or any form of socialism or any form of Marxism. And because of the fact that Gramsci was aligned ideologically towards the left, or let's say socialist or communist, because of this, his party was banned, the party which he led, and he was also arrested and imprisoned. And at his trial, the fascist prosecutor argued that we should stop his brain from working for 20 years, means the brain of Antonio Gramsci. And in prison, despite rigorous censorship, Gramsci carried out an extraordinary and wide-ranging historical and theoretical study of Italian society and possible strategies for change. But because of the poor conditions, or let's say poor living conditions in prison, he was affected by poor health. And in the 1930s, he died not long after being released from prison because of lack of medical care. But while he was in prison, he wrote a lot and his writings were published under the title Prison Notebooks. Okay, Prison Notebooks. And many of his propositions became a fundamental part of the Western Marxist thought and influenced the post-World War II strategies of communist parties in the West. And his reflections on the cultural and political concept of hegemony, particularly in southern Italy, and on the Italian Communist Party, and also on the Roman Catholic Church, were pretty important. Now, a little bit about his writings. Now, Gramsci identified two levels on which authority is exercised. The first is called political society. Okay, political society, which denotes institutions traditionally identified with the state, such as the judiciary and military. And Gramsci calls their coercive enforcement of discipline direct domination. Okay, direct domination. Then, after the first level of authority, comes the second one, which is called civil society. Okay, civil society. And civil society consists of institutions usually considered to be private, such as churches, schools, and these things induce in citizens or people seemingly spontaneous consent. So this process, which Gramsci calls hegemony, okay, hegemony is exercised by intellectuals, the functionaries of the dominant group in society. So a group which wishes to transform society must realize that they should cultivate organic intellectuals whose affiliation is to the subaltern. Subaltern, or those people who are being dominated in order to institute a alternative hegemony. Now, in the field of Marxism or in the field of Marxist literary studies, this idea of hegemony is very important. Earlier, it was thought that hegemony is something only related to force or forcefully making somebody do something or accept something. But Antonio Gramsci is the one who says that hegemony is possible also due to consent or a kind of persuasion. And Gramsci's work has been an important influence on the continuing debate about the role of ideology in inducing citizens to accept social systems that dominate or exploit them. So from an exam point of view, just remember that Gramsci is famous for his contribution to the idea of hegemony. And also remember that his prison writings were published with the title Prison Notebooks. Okay, Prison Notebooks. in 1975, so much after he died.